Before we dive into this, there's something important I need to say. Right now, we're facing a time when some people, especially those who are older, refuse to take responsibility for their actions. They don't want to work for what they want, and instead, they try to manipulate situations to their benefit. These people refuse to own up to what they've done and the consequences that come with it. Someone out there is upset because of your success. They don't want to see you thriving and growing, and they'll do whatever it takes to undermine you. But here's the truth. These people aren't sorry for what they did. They're only sorry that they got caught. They're only upset because you're not easily fooled anymore, and you don't need their approval or validation. God wants to make it clear. Don't let them deceive you again. They're trying to play games, but their intentions are far from genuine. Don't fall for it. Be alert, be cautious, and remember, there's a reason they're coming back into your life. They might pretend to change, but their behavior hasn't improved. If someone comes back into your life claiming to be sorry, but hasn't changed, that's manipulation. Don't let them trick you. Stay alert and trust your instincts. Don't let anyone play with your energy or emotions. There are people out there who want to return to your life, and they think you won't see through their games. They believe you're unaware of their intentions, but you know better. They once treated you like an option, but now that you've moved forward, healed, or found new opportunities, they want to come back and pretend like nothing ever happened. Don't let them fool you. Their apologies are not sincere. They're only coming around because they see you doing well. Maybe you've moved on from a toxic job or started a healthier relationship, and now they want to reconnect. But let me warn you, they're not coming back to make amends. They're only interested because they see that you're progressing, and they want a piece of that. It's time to get real. There are people trying to come back into your life, thinking you won't see through their intentions. They believe you don't know their game, but you do. These people who once treated you like an option now want to return because they see you moving forward, healing, and living your life. They're coming back with fake apologies, but don't be fooled. They're not apologizing because they regret their actions. They're just upset they no longer have control over you. Don't let them manipulate you into thinking they've changed. Their behavior remains the same. They'll try to play on your kindness, but they haven't genuinely acknowledged their wrongs. They won't take responsibility for what they've done, and they sure won't own up to the hurt they caused you. Their apology is just a way to keep you in the cycle of their manipulation. God wants to make it clear. Don't let them drag you back into their mess. They're playing a game where they want to keep you guessing, stressing, and stuck in their web. But you've already chosen a different path. You've walked away from the game, and that's why they're scrambling now. They no longer have access to your energy, your time, or your support. The game is over. The truth is, these people don't understand the importance of real apology. There are three stages to a sincere apology: acknowledgement of the offense, accepting responsibility for it, and making amends. They want to skip those first two stages and jump straight to having things go back to the way they were. But you deserve better than that. Stay strong, stay firm, and don't let anyone manipulate you into their cycle again. Some people want to come back into your life and push you back to square one, trying to disrupt your progress. Their goal is to keep you stuck in the same cycle of confusion, struggle, and frustration. They want to prevent you from moving forward, whether it's with your career, your finances, or your personal growth. They want to stop you from passing go and collecting your blessings. But you've already made it clear. You're not participating in that game anymore. This game they want to play isn't your game. They might think they can control the board, but you're playing a different kind of game. While they're busy making moves like they're playing checkers, you're playing chess. You've got your strategy in place, and you're holding your cards close. You've learned the rules, and you're not going to let anyone trick you into falling back into old patterns. Some people are playing with others, trying to keep the drama going, but they're really afraid of you. They're scared of your growth, of your confidence, and of your ability to rise above their mess. They don't want to be genuine friends, lovers, or allies. They just want to stay in your life long enough to control the situation. But that's not happening anymore. God is warning you that these cycles are over. The choice is yours now, whether to accept this truth or ignore it. If you choose to continue allowing these toxic people back into your life, you'll find yourself stuck. But the moment you decide to break free, the cycle ends. The false apologies, the manipulation, it all stops. This is your time to move forward, and nothing should pull you back. The past is done. Some people will try to use any means necessary to avoid taking responsibility for their actions. They may try to buy their way out of situations, using money to manipulate or control others. These individuals think they can avoid the consequences of their behavior, but the truth is, their lies and games are no longer working. They might try to put the blame on others, even their own partners, just to escape accountability. When these people come back into your life with their sob stories and manipulative tactics, don't be fooled. Their apologies are fake, and their intentions are selfish. They think they can fool you again, but they're mistaken. They want to pull you back into their mess, but you've already moved past it. You've learned from the past, and you're no longer willing to let them treat you like an option or play with your emotions. These individuals might be facing the consequences of their actions, and they may be trying to drag you back into their drama. They're fighting with each other, trying to throw each other under the bus. But none of that is your problem. It's time to let them deal with their own consequences. Don't get caught up in their games. Your life is not a game, and you don't need to play along with their manipulations anymore. You've come too far to fall back into old patterns. They might try to use people around you to split the blame or keep you stuck, but don't let that affect you. They're drowning in their own mistakes, and the last thing you need is to get dragged under with them. Keep your distance and stay focused on your own growth. Your time is too valuable to waste on those who refuse to take responsibility for their actions. Some people may try to return to your life, but they're not truly sorry for the harm they caused. They're just regretful because they got caught. Whether they took advantage of you emotionally or financially, their apologies are shallow and their actions are unchanged. They want to get back into your space, your heart, but their real goal is to bring all their issues back into your life too. Don't fall for it. Winning in life isn't about playing their game or going back to a toxic cycle. It's about protecting your peace and keeping your space clear of negative energy. You've already won. You've won because you're living authentically, being kind, and staying true to yourself. They may be trying to compete with you, but they don't realize you weren't even playing. Their jealousy and manipulation are only hurting them, while you continue to rise above it all. In this game, if they try to come back, you don't need to let them in. You don't have to be aggressive, but you do need to stand your ground. When someone tries to knock you back down or undermine your progress, you can move forward with strength and confidence. The truth is, they came to you once, with ill intentions, and tried to tear you down. They weren't sorry then, and they're not sorry now. So don't let anyone take you backward. When they come around, you'll see through their act. You've grown past that stage, and there's no turning back. Your message to them is clear. The games are over, and you've already moved on. Keep going forward, protecting your peace and staying strong. Your time has come.